party on the phone right now is author Jack Carr. He's got a new book coming out, and he threw me off for this year because it's not a Terminalist book. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Great. How's it going out there?
Good. You and Brad Thor both threw me off my game this year. You both wrote standalone novels with co-authors.
Yeah. It's something I've been thinking about for a while because of the Tom Clancy model from the fan perspective as a kid. I'm reading, growing up in the 80s, reading Hunt for Red October and Red Storm Rising and then Patriot Games and Cardinal of the Kremlin. And then we get into the early 90s and he branches out into nonfiction, which I did about a year and a half ago with the Targeted Beirut book. And then he also branches out in the early 90s into co-written thrillers. And I think a lot of that is just not having the time to write multiple books a year. Some guys can pull it off, like Grisham does it. He can get two out there in a year. Michael Connelly can do it. But I think their kids are old and moved out of the house at this point. So for those of us who have children and are still juggling these kiddos at the house, writing two books in 1 year is very difficult. So I decided to track down a co-author for a book outside the James Reese Terminalist universe so that I can continue to focus on those books. But to write something new and different, and I could not be more excited with how it turned out. So that's coming out on May 12th.
The fourth option, written with M.P. Woodward, who's now writing Jack Ryan books for Clancy as well.
That's right. I found him through a book called The Handler, which is just fantastic. It took me about a year or so to find somebody because I came up with this idea when I came up with the idea for The Terminalist, actually. I was writing all these different ideas down, one-page executive summaries, sometimes just a couple paragraphs. And this was in 2014, so I'm still in the military at the time. And I put all these things on my kitchen table, and The Terminalist was the one that jumped out at me as the one to start with. I wanted to start with Savage Son, but I knew the characters weren't yet developed to a place where I could explore those themes of Savage Son. So Terminalist was the way to kick things off. That was very, very clear. But I had the fourth option in the back of my mind as well, and I had it written on that kitchen table. It wouldn't leave me, so I started thinking about it even more in the summer of 2021 when we were filming The Terminalist out in L.A., and I thought, well, what can I do outside of this universe? And I expanded upon what I had written a few years earlier and came up with a 40-page, essentially, treatment, and then pitched Simon & Schuster on it. They were all about it, and it just took me a while to find the right co-author. So M.P. Woodward, amazing guy, former naval intelligence officer, and off to the races we went.
I have to tell you, I got this, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, Saturday afternoon, about 4 o'clock. I knew I was going to be talking to you, so I knew I had to get it read. By about 4 o'clock Sunday morning, I was done with it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I hope that's a good thing.
That was great. We'll get into the book in a minute, but I want to ask you on a more kind of a serious question. We're recording this interview early for people because the reason I'm going to ask you this question is it's topical in the news now. You're a former Navy SEAL. I was just wondering, with everything that's going on in Iran, and I don't want to get into any type of heavy discussion or anything like that, but with those pilots that were shot down, is that something that if you were still a SEAL, you would go in and try and help rescue them?
It's possible. Some sort of special operations force did it. I think it was more of our, I mean, I don't know yet. So we very few details are out there yet. So let's just keep it to special operations forces in general. Went in and a miraculous rescue. I mean, it just goes to show the capabilities that we have out there these days, especially with 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan, all that experience, and then what happened in Venezuela, these other places around the world where there are flashpoints that special operations forces have been involved in, learning, of course, from each and every one of these operations. There'll be lessons learned from this one as well so that they can be applied to the next time that someone goes down. And it is just incredible what these guys can pull off. So I'm sending thoughts and prayers to everybody who's out there in harm's way right now.
The book, the fourth option, excuse me. I love the book. I love the new character of Chris Walker. Have you gotten feedback that the best thing in the book is the dog?
I figured that was going to be the case, just because in film, you know, a TV television show, the dog sometimes can steal the show. And I expect that to be coming my way. This is one of my earlier interviews, so I'll have to let you know next time we talk. But I fully expect that to be the case. But dogs save so many lives downrange in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so I really wanted to highlight that relationship between the handler and the dog. And I wanted to have somebody that had a similar background to me, because then I can tap into feelings and emotions that I experienced downrange and make those really authentic in a fictional narrative, just like I do with The Terminalist. And for me, having someone that's been in the SEAL teams and in the CIA, it's not hard to differentiate characters, because everyone in the military is different. Everybody in the SEAL teams is different. Everybody in the CIA is different. But from someone who doesn't have that experience, I can see that having a character in two different series that are both Navy SEALs, that are both have touch points with the CIA, how if you didn't know that world intimately, that you could say, oh, this is very similar. But I wanted to really differentiate them. And so that wasn't hard to do in case someone's thinking that it might be because they do share that background. So at some point, I'm going to write books that don't have a protagonist with a background in special operations or the CIA. But for this one, this first outing, I really wanted to be able to dig deep into my heart and soul and have that come out into the page and keep that authenticity that's really foundational to all I do. So Chris Walker is not a family man, as James Reese was. So that differentiates them right there. We have the dog, of course, in this one, Paladin, which is a nod to Have Gun, Will Travel, the Western from the 50s and 60s, which is really the inspiration behind this book. This is my modern interpretation of the Stranger Comes to Town narrative of Western lore and mythology. So to have that going. And this is someone who's really struggling for, he's searching for meaning in his life. And he gets that in the form of a phone call from a wife of a former teammate that he lost downrange. So he goes into action he sure brings it.
Yeah, he felt guilty. The man he lost in Afghanistan with his best friend, and he's determined to look after his wife. And, well, his best friend's wife and his son, and now his son is lost to the opioid crisis. And he finds out just in time because he suffered from a lot in PTSD, right? Did I say it?
Yep.
Yep.
That's it.
I think, he was suffering from that and survivor's guilt, and it was about to end his own life. Then he gets that phone call and everything changes. He rushes to New Orleans, him and his dog in his souped-up van, and he goes to work, and he's a badass man, and he's getting into trouble. He's getting, the FBI is after him. Bad guys are after him. But this Chris Walker's a badass, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. And I also wanted to explore the theme of justice through this one as well. So I have a character, Jarrett Stanton, who's the family man, FBI, college, law school. He's never had to shoot anyone in the line of duty. He's a data-driven guy, building cases in the FBI, and he's the person that's on Chris Walker's tail. And they get, the more that he finds out about what's going on, the closer he gets to understanding what Chris Walker is doing. So I'm bringing both of these characters together throughout the course of the novel as I explore that theme of justice. So it was really cool to juxtapose those characters because of their backgrounds and then bring them closer together over the course of the novel.
Are you going to write more of these with Chris Walker in the future?
Oh, yes. I already have the next one outlined in my head anyway. I need to write it down and really dive in. But right now I'm into James Reese 8, so that'll be the next one that comes out here. But yes, Chris Walker will be with us for a while. I have at least the next two books planned out in my head.
And is MP going to be helping you?
I'm not sure yet. I think we might. We'll see. I've nothing in ink yet.
Hey, I know you're a big fan of Westerns because you talk about it in the beginning of the book in your little intro. Are you familiar with the West TV network?
I think I've seen it pop up or something similar in the past, but now we have apps on our TVs now, and it drives me crazy. I've been telling my wife for the last couple of weeks that I want to go back and just bring cable back.
Oh, I know.
I don't have to do these apps and have that thing spinning on there and try to get the password and figure out what email it's attached to and all that stuff. So I was familiar with it when we used to have cable or something similar, the Western TV Network or something like that. But I haven't in a while because now everything is through apps on our TVs, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't have cable. I just have over-the-air antenna, and it's the West TV Network. It's all old Westerns. Have Gun, Will Travel, The Virginian, Gunsmoke, Big Valley.
The Rifleman, probably.
Rifleman, yep. You name them, it's there.
Scott Connors, that's amazing. I love that. So I really wanted to bring some of that to to a modern thriller and then have the backdrop be this city that's a character in and of itself and just is so vibrant and full of life. So this is that Stranger Comes to Town narrative, and each novel, my idea is to have him go to a different city and have a different backdrop in each one. So I'm really excited to keep going with this character.
What's happening with Amazon and Terminalist movies?
Oh, yeah. I haven't announced a date yet, but we should be getting something soon on Terminalist Season 2, True Believer, based on my second novel. And that should come out before the end of the year, but nothing official yet. But that's in the final stages of pre-production, very soon moving into the marketing plans and all of that. But then there's discussions. We're still in the discussion phase on what comes next. So can't really say anything about that other than discussions are ongoing.
People go to your website, jackcar.com. They can find limited book plates. They can see the trailer for the Fourth Ops, which is pretty badass, man. That's a badass trailer.
Thank you. I always try to elevate everything that I do, get better with each and every one, learn from the past, apply those lessons to the current project. So whether it's TV, whether it's the books, whether it's even the trailer like you just mentioned. That's officialjackcar.com. People can go there. And those book plates you mentioned, those all support independent bookstores. So that's just my way of supporting those independent bookstores that sometimes get overlooked in favor of the ease of using Amazon. And yeah, it does take an extra step to get something from an independent bookstore, but you can link there from my website and also get that signed book plate on the first edition and a sticker as well at no extra cost. So that's just my way that I say thank you to those independent bookstores that meant so much to me growing up as the son of a librarian and spending a lot of time in both libraries and independent bookstores.
Okay, if I don't ask, I'll get yelled at. Why is David Brown the best publicist in the business, according to your book in the back?
Well, as I say in the back, that's what everybody tells me. He's the only one I know, so I can't compare him to anybody else. But everywhere I go, people tell me that David Brown is the best they've ever worked with. So I'm trusting everybody that tells me that, whether it's the independent bookstores setting up the book tour. People can go also to officialjackcar.com and find out about the book tour and come say hello on tour. I'd love to shake people's hand, look them in the eye, and really thank them for their support. So that those dates, times, locations will be out there. But every bookstore that he sets up these events in, they all tell me that same thing. And then everybody that I work with in media doing interviews like this, they tell me that same thing. So David Brown is the man.
All right, well, I'm safe for another year because if I don't ask about him, he gets mad.
Perfect. There we go. We'll get this set up next time for sure.
Okay, I got to ask you kind of a serious question. I asked this to Brad Thor when I interviewed him. I asked Mark Greene, you know, two action writers. You're an action writer, so I have to ask you this one. By the time this book comes out, a new movie will be in theaters called The Devil Wears Prada 2. Are you excited to see it?
This is the first time hearing of it. So, sure.
Okay. Brad Thor said, hell no.
I'm a big Stanley Tucci fan. I love Stanley Tucci and all his travel stuff that he does through Italy and all the things that he does on social channels when he cooks something up in his kitchen. So I think he's in that film.
I didn't see the
first one though, so I didn't see the first one. I just happened to know that he's in it.
Well, I'll have you know you're in good company. Both Brad Thor and Mark Greene said they love Stanley Tucci.
Oh, they did? No way. Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. So what else going on? Everything good? Do you have any pets? Is your dog, this dog in the book based on pets you have?
Well, no, we have a Swiss Mountain dog that people can find on my social channels, which are Jack Carr USA. People always like when I post pictures of our dog Scout, and she's fantastic. She's downstairs. I'm surprised she didn't bark during this interview. That's usually what happens. But the Swiss Mountain dog, very different from a Belgian Malinois, which is the dog in this book, which are typically the dogs that are attached to the SEAL teams and go down range with us. So this is a Belgian Malinois. This is a working dog that is pretty vicious.
Well, Jack, it's always a pleasure talking to you. The Fourth Option, again, is out on May 12th, you and MP Woodward. As far as I'm concerned, you got another hit on your hands there, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited the way this turned out. It took a lot of work. So, and anybody that thinks anyone who reads it will know that I didn't just put my name on it, because all these sequences and all these thoughts from the main character all come from my heart and soul and personal experience. So it was definitely a labor of love, and I'm so glad that I finally got to get this out there. And coming out soon.
Well, I'm always excited to talk to you. So I guess another year, and we'll get another James Reese book.
Let's do it. And before that, there might be another Targeted out. I don't have another exact date for that yet, but the next Targeted nonfiction book might be coming out just slightly before the next James Reed.
Oh, so wow.
Stay tuned.
You're a busy man, my friend.
It is. Go, go, go.
All right. Well, good luck with everything, and hopefully I'll see if I can scoot down to Dallas when you're in town and check you out.
That'd be fantastic.
All right, man.
That'd be fantastic. Hope to see you there.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care.